You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to make a visit to Aotearoa, New Zealand later this year. The expected visit follows the signing of the trade agreement between India and New Zealand last month. However, Prime Minister Modi is a controversial figure in Indian politics, largely for his religiously divisive policy and anti-Muslim speeches. I spoke to Sapna Samant, GP, storyteller and activist, who was critical of Indian Prime Minister Modi and his supporters in the diaspora about his potential New Zealand trip. I started by asking about recent developments in the relationship between the New Zealand and Indian governments.
Indians have been in New Zealand since the 1700s. So we've always had a relationship with this Whenua. We have helped towards this building this nation. We have helped to create a vibrant economy, to contribute to the culture. We've always had a good relationship. But if you're talking with the people, you know, with New Zealanders and Tangata Whenua, we've also always had a relationship back with our people in India. So in 1942, there was a delegation of Gujarati men that went to India to support Mahatma Gandhi during the Quit India movement. Even before that, it was an Indian who discovered the first workable gold mine in Otago. So we've always had a good relationship with the people and this land. But if we're talking about governments, then there has been the current relationship that we're talking about between the Modi government and the Luxem government is purely based around neoliberalism and who can benefit economically rather than an exchange of ideas and relationships between Indians and New Zealanders. So when, you know, you have governments walking up that this is great and we're going to have, you know, build the economies together, it's not really about the people. I have an issue when people talk about the free trade agreement as if it's some kind of magical agreement that's going to make everybody rich. Well, actually, it's just set within the neoliberal framework, benefiting only a few people, not the common person, not the common Indian, and not definitely not the common New Zealander. So this relationship talk is just superficial. Because we're not benefiting anybody except a few people.
I want to go back to asking about the purpose of a potential Modi visit to New Zealand. And I'm wondering if you could put this in a broader context of government visits or similar types of visits that have happened in the past.
I've lived in New Zealand since 2001, and I don't remember any Prime Minister of India coming over here. There have been ministers coming of different departments. Before 2014, it was the Congress government. And then after 2014, it has been the BJP government. So yes, those ministers have been coming. But specifically with regards to Modi, he just likes to travel around overseas. That's what he does, rather than governing and rather than being in India, working for and with the people of India. He just likes to just take off and visit different countries and then connect with the diaspora, Indian diaspora within those countries to show how popular he is. And this visit to New Zealand is no different. They're just using the free trade agreement as an excuse, but Modi basically just loves, that's his thing. That's how he keeps his popularity up amongst his followers and supporters, is to show how popular he is within the diaspora and how everybody just loves him. And it's a bit of a shame because since Iran has been invaded and there is a huge oil crisis across the world, Modi has told Indians not to travel, not to buy gold. There is a cooking gas problem happening in India, And here you have the Prime Minister of India using jet fuel to travel across the world. And New Zealand is about 17 hours away from India. So he is traveling such long distances without purpose, just to center himself. That's why he's over here. He is not here to advance anything for the people of India.
You've spoken to some of your criticism about the Modi government's economic policies, specifically relating to neoliberalism. But I also want to ask about something that you've been outspoken about and critical of, which is Modi's connections to the Hindu nationalists. Can you speak to this?
Yes, yeah, so that is what exactly I was going to say regarding his visit over here, is this the event that they are proposing, or, you know, that Todd McClay also spoke about, a grand event in Auckland. This is a template that Modi has created for himself during his visits to every country overseas. These are essentially large gatherings of Hindu nationalists done under the pretext of a state visit. So under normal circumstances, one would be really concerned if white supremacists got together, or if, say, Brian Tamaki's Destiny Church people got together, that there would be high security and people would be vigilant and keeping an eye on what's going on and what the corridor is about within that event. But here you have Modi under state patronage, who will still be given all the security that any prime minister or head of state gets, meeting up with Hindu nationalists, you know, extremists, fascists, who supposedly meeting and showing their power as an Indian community, but it's actually extremists who are talking about continuing with their Islamophobia and continuing with their oppression of minorities, with the anti-Maori racism over here. And this is exactly what this event is about. So my criticism continues, and my critique of the Indian community over here, who somehow feels this false pride that Modi is going to show the world about how, you know, Indians are on the rise. Well, actually, we should be looking for the fascists. We should be keeping our ears to the ground to know what the actual conversation is going to be about. It's going to be about how to advance Hindu nationalism in a small place like New Zealand.
That was Sapna Samant, who is a GP, storyteller and activist critical of Indian Prime Minister Modi on his expected visit to New Zealand later this year.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.